One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Agnes. I have a miraculous condition that is seen only in very few people in the world. When you find out what it is, I'm sure you'll be very surprised and will probably wish you had it too. But please wait until you hear the whole story. I'm sure you're going to change your mind, because as you will soon see, this is in no way a precious gift bestowed on me. It's definitely a curse. Before starting elementary school, I was always at home. My mom wouldn't let me go to preschool or kindergarten. I really wanted to go to kindergarten because my cousin Casey was going. And I wanted to be just like her. But no matter how much I begged her, my mom wouldn't let me. I rarely saw my dad because he was traveling for work all the time. He was home for only a few days a month. One time when he was home, I asked him, "Dad, why can't I go to kindergarten like Casey? Will you talk to Mom? I really want to go." My dad shrugged. "I told your mother many times, but she won't listen. She says you'll go to elementary school. Your mother is the most stubborn person in the world. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it." My dad was my last hope, but when he also told me that I couldn't go to kindergarten, I started crying. My mom was making dinner in the kitchen. She ran over to me when she heard me crying. She grabbed my hand and took me to my room. Then she said, "Agnes, dear, please don't cry when your father's here." She always used to tell me this. I was so little. I couldn't think of asking my mom, "Why do you not want me to cry when my father's around?" I was able to find out the reason many years later. Thankfully, my mom kept her promise when it came time for me to start school. Of course, she wanted me to start my education, too. But on the first day, she told me over and over, "No matter what happens, don't ever cry at school. It's very important. Do you understand, Agnes?"
Mm-hmm.
Even though I said, "Yes, Mommy," every time, she kept telling me the same thing every day. When I would come home from school, she would ask, "Honey, did you cry at school?"
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, as she was dropping me off, she'd say, "No crying at school, no matter what happens."
Mm-hmm.
My mom's obsession with my crying at school continued for years. When I was a little older, I tried asking her why she was so concerned about it. Mom would say, "You're too young. I will explain it to you when you are a little older," and wouldn't say anything else. Back then, I had a crush on a boy at school named Brody. I thought he also liked me because he would do all kinds of things to try to get my attention. One day, he was doing skateboard tricks in the schoolyard to impress me. At the same time, he was looking at me and checking to see if I was watching him. All of a sudden, his skateboard flew out from under his feet, and he fell really badly. I ran over to him right away. He was in so much pain that he started crying, not caring that I was standing next to him. He was sobbing uncontrollably. That moment, I noticed that liquid was coming out of his eyes and running down his cheeks. I was really surprised to see this, because that's not what happens when I cry. I couldn't help myself and even touched his tear with the tip of my finger. Brody thought I was showing him affection and started crying more easily. And thanks to this, I was able to take a closer look at the liquid coming out of his eyes. You must be wondering why I was so surprised. Because when I cried, instead of liquid, I had small glass-like particles coming out of my eyes. Until then, I had never seen someone crying up close. That's why the liquid coming out of Brody's eyes had really surprised me. When I got back home, my mom asked me her usual question, "Did you cry at school?" I said to her, "No, I didn't, but a friend of mine did," and told her about what happened. There were lots of questions in my mind. Was it Brody who cried in a strange way, or was it me? Did other people also have liquid coming out of their eyes, or did they have the small particles like me? I wanted to know which one of us was normal. My mom took a deep breath. Then she said, "Agnes, what I'm about to tell you will need to stay as our secret. You can't tell this to anyone, including your father." She started explaining that, first off, that liquid is called a tear, and told me that normally when people cry, salt water or tears come out of their eyes. But because I was a special kid, I cried differently. Then she added, "There's something else that is important for you to know. What comes out of your eyes is not glass, it's diamonds. That was the day I found out that diamonds are very valuable. They're so valuable that if we sold the little diamond crumbs that come out when I cry, we could buy a luxury home. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So why don't we? I asked. My mom said, because if people find out you're crying diamonds, that might have really dangerous consequences. What kind of dangerous consequences? I asked. And my mom said in a worried voice, Agnes, bad men might kidnap you. Then they'd force you to cry all the time so that the diamonds come out. The mafia may hold you hostage every single day of your whole life. Even though I was young, I understood the gravity of the situation. I promised my mom that I would never mention this to anyone ever. This would be our secret. About 4 years after that conversation, my parents were involved in a car crash. My dad did not have any serious injuries. But despite the doctor's best efforts, my mom didn't make it. I felt like I was in a bad dream. I wouldn't be able to see the most beloved person in my life anymore. Despite my grief, I kept the promise that I had made to her. Not even one speck of diamond came out of my eyes at my mom's funeral. I didn't cry at all. People probably thought that I never cried because I was in shock. But that wasn't the case. The truth was that every minute I was alone, I spent crying for my mom. I was putting the small diamonds that come out of my eyes into a bag and hiding them in a closet in the basement. The basement was the safest place in our house because nobody had used it for a long time. I didn't collect the diamonds because I wanted to sell them. I had to hide them because my secret would be out if someone had found them. Because I couldn't stay home by myself, my dad had to stop traveling. He got transferred to another department at work. I told you earlier that my dad and I didn't have the best relationship. I thought that was because we spent too little time together, but it turned out that wasn't the reason. Now he was always home, but still, we never became very close. 4.5 months after my mom's passing, my dad said to me, "There's someone in my life. I'm thinking about marrying her." I was obviously shocked, but I couldn't say anything. So I just nodded. Now I had a stepmother. I was so sad that my dad had gotten married so quickly, and his new wife didn't seem like a nice person. And if that wasn't enough, my stepmother had a daughter named Nancy, and she was just like her mom. It didn't seem possible for me to have a relationship with them. I understood that from now on, I was a stranger in my own house. After they got married, my stepmother and her daughter moved in. Thankfully, our house was big enough. I didn't have to share a room with Nancy. She got her own room, but little Miss Nancy didn't like her room. My friends come over for slumber parties all the time. Agnes's room is bigger. She should move into my room, and I into hers, she said. My dad came to tell me this. Nancy is younger than you. Let's not upset her, he said. I couldn't help it and told him what I really thought of both Nancy and her mom. I also said to him, if my mom is watching us right now, I'm sure she's very upset that you've gotten married so quickly. My dad's face turned red and he screamed, you're switching rooms with Nancy tomorrow. From now on, you will eat your dinner in your room. I don't want to see your face for a long time. That day, I cried in my room for hours. Naturally, a lot of tiny diamonds came out of my eyes. They were all over the place as I was stomping on the floor with anger. When I woke up in the morning, I picked them up one by one and put them in small plastic bags. That afternoon, Nancy and I switched rooms. I had carefully picked up all the diamonds that had fallen around while I was crying. But unfortunately, I did the stupidest thing and left one of the bags under the bed. When Nancy found the plastic bag, she took it to her mom. Her mom figured out right away that the bag was full of diamonds. But still, she wanted to make sure by showing them to a jeweler she knew. When the man confirmed it, my stepmother told my dad about what happened. Nancy came to my room and told me my dad wanted to see me. I had no idea what had happened, but I still felt that something wasn't quite right. When I walked into the living room and saw the little bag full of diamonds, I was so shocked. My dad asked me, Agnes, where did you find these? I couldn't answer at first. I started rambling incoherently. My dad said, there's a fortune in that bag. I'm asking you again, where did you find these diamonds? I was never able to lie to anyone's face in my whole life, and now I was going to tell the truth again. Dad, they come out of my eyes when I cry, I said. My stepmother and Nancy burst out laughing. My stepmother said, did you say your eyes? Couldn't you make up a better lie? This is the worst lie I have ever heard in my life. I told them it wasn't a lie, but they didn't believe me. My dad said, Agnes, you're embarrassing me. Tell us the truth now. I am telling the truth, I screamed and started crying. Of course, tiny diamonds started coming out of my eyes as I cried. My dad, my stepmother, and Nancy were staring at me astonished. After witnessing this scene, they were finally convinced I was telling the truth. As you might guess, my life completely changed after that day. I went through things that you can't even imagine. You won't believe the things my stepmother did to me after learning about my condition. However, I'll have to tell you about that in another video, because we're out of time. If you'd like to hear the rest of my story, please let me know in the comments. I'll get that second video ready in no time. See you later. Bye. Hello, I'm Agnes. My life story is very interesting because I have something very few other people have. When I cry, I don't have tears coming out of my eyes. I know it sounds unbelievable, but when I cry, tiny diamonds fall out of my eyes. Yes, I said diamonds. This is the second part of my story. I'll give you a quick summary. But if you haven't seen the first part, you can click this link to watch it. When I was little, I thought that everyone cried just like me. But my mom made sure that nobody ever saw me cry, not even my dad. She was afraid that if bad guys found out that I was crying diamonds, they would kidnap me and hold me hostage for the rest of my life. She was right to think that way. One day, my mom made me promise that I'd keep my condition a secret until I died. 4 years later, she was involved in a car accident and passed away. My dad got married again soon after. My stepmother has a daughter, and I didn't like either of them from the moment I saw them. Obviously, I didn't want them to find out about my secret, but unfortunately, I wasn't careful, and they learned the truth. At first, they didn't believe me. They even laughed at me. But when I started crying in front of them, they saw that it was true.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It was a huge surprise for everyone to find out that I had this incredible condition. It was my dad who spoke first. Agnes, this is unbelievable and very dangerous too. If people knew about this, really bad things could happen to you. I understand now why your mother kept this, even from me. Then he turned to my stepmother and her daughter. From now on, Agnes's secret is our secret too. To protect her, we can't tell anyone about it. I want you to promise that you won't. They both nodded and said, We promise. Then my stepmother grabbed the bag of diamonds from my dad, which of course wasn't surprising. But there's no harm in selling these. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone where they came from. Agnes, from now on, you'll give me the diamonds that come out of your eyes, and I'll sell them for our family. The next day, my stepmother and her daughter came home with a ton of shopping bags. Looking at the bags, I could tell that they went to all the most expensive stores. Apparently, when my stepmother said our family, she meant only herself and her own daughter. My stepmother's daughter, Nancy, came to my room that evening. She was very excited, saying, My mom says it would be so wonderful to move into a big, beautiful house, and we can do it thanks to you. It wouldn't hurt you to cry a little. What do you say? It was useless to argue. I said, Okay, I'll collect and give you the diamonds if I cry, just to get rid of her. She left my room ecstatic. Next morning, when I came to get breakfast, I saw my stepmother and her daughter waiting for me impatiently. My stepmother asked, Did you cry? Where are the diamonds? I was so angry. Before I could say anything, Dad said, Honey, you shouldn't say things like that. Agnes should never feel like she's under pressure, which shut my stepmother up. This subject didn't come up again for a while. I was surprised that they gave up so quickly. Later, I found out it was because they still had money. They were going shopping almost every day, but after a while, they stopped. That's when I figured the money had run out. One day, I was hanging out in my room after school. Nancy came in and said, Mom is calling you. She made popcorn. She says, Let's watch a movie together. I was surprised because this was very unusual. I thought to myself, Where did this come from? When I came to the living room, my stepmother was looking at me with a fake smile on her face. Agnes, this movie has very good reviews. Let's watch it together, she said. So we started watching this Will Smith movie. First, the main character lost his job. Then his wife left him. He was left with his 6-year-old son. As if that weren't enough, the landlord kicked them out. They had to start living on the streets. When I saw my stepmother and Nancy crying their hearts out, I knew what they were trying to do. They wanted to make me cry during the sentimental movie and then collect the diamonds. But there was one thing they didn't know. I never get emotional during movies. I don't get scared when I watch horror movies, and I don't cry during tearjerkers. My stepmother and her daughter cried throughout the whole movie. At the same time, they kept checking to see if I was crying too. When the movie was over, they were really upset because they didn't get those diamonds they were dreaming about. Over the next few days, my stepmother did everything she could to make me cry. Thankfully, because she was scared of my dad, they were all harmless tricks. But one of them made me really mad. When I came home after school, I went straight to my room, like I always do. When I entered my room, I was so shocked by what I saw. The curtains were closed. There were lit candles standing around. The weirdest part was that there were a bunch of photos of my mom taped to the wall. In some of them, my mom was by herself, and in others, it was both of us. This, of course, was my stepmother's latest trick. I ran over to her. "Can you explain to me what is happening in my room?" I screamed. She faked surprise, saying, "I found out that your mom's birthday is coming up. I wanted to surprise you. Didn't you like it?" I said, "I didn't because I know why you did it. I won't cry just because you want me to." After which she dropped all pretense. "Look, Agnes, you're the goose that lays the golden egg. That's why I won't hurt you. But if you want to live in this house, you'll have to come up with the goods, or I won't be responsible for what's going to happen to you." She was clearly threatening me. I got back to my room fuming. I had to do something right away. When my dad came home, I went to speak with him. Before I could open my mouth, he said, "Your mom called me and told me about what happened between you. She made a surprise for you with the best of intentions. Your reaction is wrong. You've become too paranoid." I said, "Dad, first of all, that woman is not my mother. And how can you even think that her intentions are good? All she is trying to do is to make me cry and get the diamonds." My dad got really upset. "Even if you don't accept it, she's your mother now. If you think she wants the diamonds, then give them to her. Why are you being so stubborn?" he screamed. When he said that to me, I knew my stepmother got to him. From then on, it was dangerous for me to stay at home because of the things my mom was worried about could happen to me. Except my mom was afraid of the mafia, but it looked like it would be my own stepmother who would hurt me. I thought for a long time. I couldn't go to the police or the social services because then my secret would be out. That could cause a whole lot of other problems. I had enough diamonds hidden in the basement to allow me to support myself for years. But I couldn't leave home because I wasn't an adult yet. I didn't have any relatives that I could safely stay with. Even though I was so angry with my stepmother, I had no choice but to give her what she wanted. At night, when everyone else was sleeping, I went down to the basement and got a small bag of diamonds. In the morning, I took out a few and went to the kitchen. My stepmother and her daughter were having breakfast. I showed them the diamonds in my hand. "Finally!" my stepmother screamed. She took the diamonds. But she was clearly not satisfied, saying, "These are way too few. We need a lot more than just these." Of course, I wasn't going to give her what she wanted. I was going to turn 18 in only 7 months. After that, I was determined to take my diamonds and leave home. Until that day came, I was going to stall my stepmother by giving her a few diamonds from time to time. Since the diamonds in the basement were my future, I had to hide them somewhere outside the house, somewhere safer. So do you know where I hid them? At my mom's grave. I bought a nice flower planter. I put the bag with the diamonds at the bottom. I filled it up with soil and then planted the flowers on top. I went to the cemetery and put the planter in front of my mom's tombstone. I couldn't think of a safer spot than that. Who would steal a flower pot from a grave? I was so relieved because the diamonds were safe with my mom. I left one bag inside the cupboard in the basement. I was taking a couple of diamonds a few times a month and giving them to my stepmother. Even though she wanted more, she couldn't say anything. Because thanks to me, she'd bought a new car. She was wearing only designer clothes, and she got a ton of jewelry. The day before my 18th birthday, my stepmother and her daughter came to my room. I was about to finally become free, but of course, they didn't know that. My stepmother looked agitated. "Agnes, why aren't we moving into a better house? Why don't we have maids and cooks?" she asked. "Because you don't have enough money to afford all that," I replied. She waved her finger at me. "We actually do have money. All you need to do is cry, but you're not doing it on purpose. You're giving us crumbs just like you would to a beggar," she said. "Do you want me to cry just so that I can give you diamonds?" I asked her. And she said, "Yes, Agnes, I want you to cry. If you don't cry on your own, I will make you cry. I'm done waiting. I'm giving you until tomorrow. If you don't cooperate, you're going to be in a lot of trouble." And she left. Nancy was still in the room. "Agnes, you'd better take my mom seriously. She's capable of doing things you can't even imagine," she said and left, slamming the door behind her. I thought, my dear stepmother gave me until tomorrow, but she has no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, and burst out laughing. Never in my life have I slept more peacefully than I did that night. You're wondering what happened in the house the next day, right? Unfortunately, I don't know, because I didn't stick around to find out. When I woke up in the morning, I was an 18-year-old adult. I could do whatever I wanted. And I did. I left home without saying a word to anyone. Right now, I'm in a small town on the other side of the country. I'm not using my real name. No one in this town knows who I am. As you might guess, I'm living on the money from the diamonds that I hid at my mom's grave. I don't need a lot of money anyway. But when I do, I can just cry a little. And I found a very easy way to do it. Because I'd never cooked before, I'd never chopped onions either. One day, I was making dinner, and I chopped onions for the first time. Suddenly, diamonds started pouring out of my eyes. I realized that I could cry very easily thanks to onions. I'm so happy my stepmother couldn't think of this. Thank you for listening to my story. Please don't forget to like the video if you enjoyed it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.